Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and glad to have you aboard tonight on SoundWaves2000.com. It's truly a pleasure to be in your arena tonight, if you will. I've invaded your private space, and for that that you've welcomed me in, I'm delighted to be here, praise Yahweh, and to have the opportunity to preach the gospel to you. Tonight we are in the subject of the kingdom of heaven. Where is the kingdom of heaven? Is there a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God? We believe so, and we think that we will express it in such a way that in the common ground of common language, if you will, where that the Father chose the foolishness of preaching to save some. So in this case, we're going to get right into Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. If you have your Bibles, you go there and tune in, and let's get ready to rumble through the scriptures, praise Yahweh, and we will wreak havoc with Satan, because the word is sharp, and as you very well know, he cannot stand before a sharp sword, meaning that the gospel will stop every mouth, including Satan's. And the Bible said, if you resist him, he'll flee from you, and if you submit to him, then he will grind you to powder, praise Yahweh. We are going to 11:25, and listen as we read. Now, call a friend before we get into the message and tell them Pastor Buddy is on tonight. I would that you would share this. We are on SoundWaves 2000, and we are asking for, if you will, we're doing a sound in here. We are like the Apostle Paul in the old gospel ship. We are sounding. We're seeing the depth and the comprehensional understanding of those that are listening. If you are a first-time listener, we're glad to have you aboard the Shepherd's Call. If you are a frequent listener, we're glad to have you. If you've called in and let us know who you are and where you're at and what you're all about, well, we're thankful for you. If you haven't, we are urgently asking you tonight to get a hold of us here at the Shepherd's Call. I'll give you our call letters and our addresses and numbers and things of this nature very shortly, praise Yahweh. So you get ready. We need to hear from you tonight. It is very important. We need to hear, if we're to stay on SoundWaves 2000, we need to know you're there. We need to know you're listening, and we appreciate those that are listening, but spread the word. If we only have as many as 10 listening, praise Yahweh, then if you would tell someone, and then that they would tell someone, we could pyramid this out to do, we would have 300 listening. And our objective is to get as many ears to listen to what we believe is very important. We're just not on here like a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. We're just not on here to hear ourselves rumble through the gospel. We're here to preach the gospel. We believe it has the saving power, the loosening power, if you will, the revelational power to change your life drastically. We know because it changed ours. And what changes ours? Possibly, if you are cut out of the same piece of cloth that we are, it will change yours. It has changed the life of countless hundreds before, and it will change yours if you are willing to go into the depth and the comprehensional revelation of the scriptures. With us tonight, we are going to Matthew 11:25. At that time, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, Jesus here in the King James, answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Now, what did he mean by that? What did he say that for? And what is the objective here? I thank you that you hid these things. Is he trying to play tricks upon the sheep? No. He's trying to protect the sheep from the wolves who would see the way, get in the way, and there become obstacles in the way. That's why the Bible said, no unclean thing. As you sin, ask for the old path, walk in, and you'll find rest for your soul. For there, it is a clean way where no unclean thing will walk down. You see, the wicked, the unclean, that's why it's hid. They can't find it. They're there to hinder. They're there to prevent. They're there to disrupt. They're there to sow tares. They're there to bring disruption. They're there to sow discord. And for these things, they do this outside the kingdom. This is not in the kingdom. They do all this outside the kingdom. Now, if you fall for their tactics, and then you find how to enter in, and you become partakers of their wicked works, then you bring in the discord and things into the house of Israel. You yourself are judged accordingly, and you shall be punished accordingly if you use these tactics of Satan and the world who come to kill, steal, and destroy. Certainly, that is not our objective. Our objective is to free you. The Bible said, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. We come to loose you from the shackles of fear, ignorance, and superstition. We come to set the captives free. We were set in prison one day ourselves. We know what it is to set in a lonesome prison. We know what it is to sit in a church and be the loneliest man in church or the loneliest woman in church because you're not being fed the proper food that gives you strength. That will, as the scripture said, be strength through your ankle bones. And then your thigh bones, and then to your breastbone, and into your heart, and into your head, and your mind, that the whole body is invoked with the power. And it only comes through releasing you from prison. First of all, you've got to save yourself. And then you can save those that hear you. We're on here tonight being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, trying to let our voice be a resonant factor into your very being. That if you have the chance to hear our voice, we pray and trust that the Holy Spirit will sow into your heart and into your mind the seeds of joy, the seeds of hope, the seeds of remission, the seeds of coming out of her, my people. And that's what we are intending to preach to you tonight as we go into the scriptures now. Heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things, and for this reason he hid. Now, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, whosoever shall do the will of the Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Are you with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you listening to the word of Yahweh coming through the foolishness of preaching by an old country prophet like myself that has just come up on the scene to preach the gospel? I'm here tonight, and I hear the word, and then I give it to you freely because I have freely received, I freely give. I want to share the word of Yahweh richly with you that it might change you. And we know that the gospel is life-changing. It will bring you out of the things that you used to love, and you will begin to hate those things. It will bring you out of things that you used to hate into the things that you'll now love. Praise Yahweh. Verse Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. There is a special chosen people in him before the foundation of the world that were given these wonderful talents. Remember, don't bury your talent. Don't take your talent and wrap it in a napkin, if you will. Lay it up in some man's safe. You know, I find this... I don't understand this. We are so protective of our riches, and yet we trust the banking system. And ladies and gentlemen, we know in 1929, every bank failed, every bank closed, everybody lost their possessions. Very few people got back at least a 1% on their return, and then it's happened before in communities, in isolated cases, but it happens every day, and yet we still trust the bankers. The lawyers, and the doctors, and the merchants, and the thieves, because they come to kill and steal all these that I just mentioned. They come to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to the point today that we won't trust our eternal King. Why? Because we have been given over to tradition. We are in a way that seems right, and our feet are swift to shed or to run to destruction, and we are slow to do good. but quick to do evil. And we need to change these habits, and that's what the gospel's all about, praise Yahweh. It is answered, he said, it is given to you know the mysteries, to give unto you to know the mysteries. The kingdom of heaven is a mystery. Now, where is the kingdom of heaven? Is the kingdom of heaven on earth? No, it is not. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I thought the kingdom of heaven was on earth. No, it's not. The kingdom of heaven is not on earth. I'm going to tell you where it's at just in a moment. Praise Yahweh, it might shock you, but I'm going to tell you, praise Yahweh. Now, this is in the 13th chapter of, again, of the book of Matthew. It is, again, in the 31st verse. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Now, let me give you something unique about the characteristics of the difference of mustard seed. Mustard seed is one of the unique seeds on the earth. It will not mix with anything. You cannot mix it and mingle it with anything. It will not mix, and therefore, the Father, knowing the characteristics of the mustard seed, gave us the mustard seed as a characteristic of Israel. Oh my, hallelujah. And you need to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Do not mix and mingle as a multicultural style of the bell boxes where we're taught that our race is to be come in and it's okay. God will accept anything we mix with, that God loves everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest lie that ever come out of the mouth of the serpent. It is a most dangerous lie. It came out of the mouth of the prophets of Baal in ancient times. It caused Israel to fall. It caused Israel to sin. It caused Israel to go a-whore, and it caused Israel to commit fornication. And for this reason, Yahweh was not pleased with them. They gave them up to worship in a reprobated mind. And so it is today. Most of the sons of Jacob, if you will, have been turned over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned. Why? Because they have given themselves up to the pursuit of multiculturalism as they go expanding their seed lines through all of these other seeds which Yahweh commanded them not to do. You are not to mix a mustard seed, the characteristic, and why I use this in 1331, a parable of the mustard seed, it's a non-mixing seed. You cannot splice it into the genetic cause for any other reason. It will not take. Oh my. Now, we know tomatoes are spliced. The genes of the tomato can be crossed with other mechanisms or other vegetables and plants and things of this nature. And so it is with a lot of other things. But a mustard seed being unique, it is why that the Father, another thing that he chose was the salt covenant. We taught on that just this week, and why that he chose salt. It is another one of the mystifying mysteries upon the earth. Salt in its color, salt in its chemical content, and its mineral content, it is unique. But the Bible said if it's lost its saltness, it's very important that you protect the salt that you are, and you are the salt of the earth, and you are a fit vessel made for the kingdom principles, and for this you must show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It has to be divided. Now, why do we understand? Why do we comprehend? Why do we obey these scriptures? Why do we find in our heart the purpose to preach the gospel to every creature? And the Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. It's simply for one reason, and one reason only, that the lost sheep of the house of Israel could comprehend and could understand and could begin to see the reality in serving this wonderful Creator. That's the whole reason. Therefore, Yahweh would give you up if you was to turn and walk away from these promises and these eternal covenants that he's given for you as you enter into this realm of understanding. The Bible said it would be better for you not to know the way than to know it and not obey it. So it's very important. It is very important for you to come in to the realm of faith. It is important for you to comprehend that which you hear. It's for the saving of your soul. I'm not preaching you something that is not going to be you're going to be accountable to what I preach in the last days. I believe that. You're responsible and you're accountable. You shall give an account for every idle word that you speak. If I don't preach the gospel, your blood is upon my hands if I deceive you. So it's very important for me to preach you the truth. Now, the reason why that I don't have many friends, the reason why that we don't have a large, quote-unquote, church or a structured organization that runs with its networks and operations throughout the earth, and we don't feed the starving in Africa. We don't do none of those things. We're concerned with the folks here in America. Our main concern is not to go into all the world, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, we have access here as we preach to foreign countries, and we've had men from foreign countries come in here and fly in the jet planes just to be baptized and to join the community of the righteous ones, the lifted up ones, the ones that know the King and the free pardon of sin. And we're not against that, praise God. Wherever Israel congregates, wherever they are upon the earth, so be it that our voice goes throughout the earth in the wonderful, if you will, the wonderful technology abilities of these modern inventions as we preach the gospel on the medium of the power as it is transmitted through the heavens via all the satellites and the computer downloads, praise Yahweh, and the micro rebroadcasters, as we mentioned on Truth Radio. For that, we are eternally thankful that our voice could be heard around the earth at any given time, praise Yahweh, that it could be heard. Now, why? Because the Father is knowing that he's going to shorten the days and cut it short. Then he's going to do a quick work in the last days. There's going to be a gathering, if you will, right under the nose of Satan, right in the midst of all that's going on. Yahweh will establish the covenant church, and he will raise it up, and they will do a mighty work, and the sons of Yah that will come to it will receive the blessings and the anointing of the Holy Eternal Spirit. Now we're going from the mustard seed scripture of 13:31 over to Matthew 13:33. Listen as we again go into these parables. Praise Yahweh. Another parable spake unto them the kingdom of heaven. Now we're talking about the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of God. What's the difference? And we would like to explain this. We might have to take another step or another hour or two tomorrow to get into the depth and the comprehensible understanding of how these mysteries unfold. But we want to leave you, if you will, not leave any stone unturned in your understanding, that we may turn over every question in your mind and examine it, and that you might be thoroughly furnished, if you will, able and met, if you will, for the Master's use to serve him. 33. Another parable, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Now, leaven, he talked about the kingdom of heaven is like a leaven, which the woman took and hid the leaven in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened, meaning that once this is added to this ingredient, this missing ingredient, you can do nothing without him, it's for sure. But with him, you can do all things, and that's for certain. Now, we believe that we have come to preach you the gospel, set you free. If you're bound in prison, if you don't feel at home in a bell box, if you don't feel home in a Christian church, then this message is for you. If you are tired of being drugged around with some wimpy, womanizing preacher, if you will, and these harlot prostitutes, if you will, and these male prostitutes of Christianity as they prostitute themselves out for the sake of having a crowd and to tickle the ears and to tell them some other way. Oh, yes, they do great things. They speak well and they play well on instruments and they gather and they entertain and they shout and they hoop and they holler. But no matter, Baal's prophets did all that. And all Israel went after Baalism. And today we find that the same thing is in the day, that the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine because there's no men left to preach the gospel. Well, we consider ourselves a man enough to stay in the kitchen and take the heat. We've been criticized for preaching what we preach. We've been talked about from pillar to post, but we're still in the battle. We're still in the chase. We're still in the hunt, and we will not let anything detour us from our appointed destiny to sit with him in heavenly places. That's our objective. And we want to take you along for the journey. Praise Yahweh. Now, for that cause, we preach the gospel. We come to save you. We come to give you the the unction of the Spirit. We come to give you the key to revelation salvation. We come to add a fifth dimension to your existence, if you will. It's the fifth column. It's the unseen ones that we want to join you to across America tonight and the world at large. Praise Yahweh. Now, Matthew chapter, if you will, again, 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to the treasure hid in the field. The man of which, if a man finds, in other words, he discovers there's a treasure there, he will then, for joy, therefore, go up and sell all that he has, and he buys the field. Now, he don't buy the field for the field. He buys the field for the treasure. Remember, the possessor of the treasure was the one that owned the field. And so it is. The field is the world, and the buyer is, if you will, in this case, he gave his life for the race of Jacob. Only the race of Jacob. Now, when it's noted in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, God did not love the world. This is a text that is put in there deliberately to deceive you. It is to include, it's an inclusionary text that they put purposely in there so that they could have an excuse to go out and form these other bell boxes and have church and worship God. Now the Bible said, in vain they worship me. Teaching for doctrine, the commandments of men. The Holy Father never gave this verse any authorization to go into the text. And yet it's there. And it's one of the most quoted, yet misunderstood scriptures in the whole text of the canonization of the 66 books of the modern era of the King James Bible. Others will include it likewise. Now, who has what to gain in this? Well, let me give you the scriptures of the text that would differ with that particular verse of scripture. The Bible says, first of all, go not into the Gentiles. Now, the Gentiles and the lost sheep are two different sets of people. Now, repeat this. If we go to the 10th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, and we read verses 4 and 5, if you look at verse 4, you will be aware that he said, go not to the Gentiles, but go, in verse 5, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So the lost sheep of the house of Israel are not, quote-unquote, the Gentiles. Now, who's the Gentiles? This word has been so badly mismanaged in translation in scriptures that it is put accordingly, appropriately, if you will, to deceive the very elect. And I would not have you deceived, brethren, and let you know that Yahweh only came to, sent to, and purposely for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go only to the lost sheep. Go only to the mustard seed people. Go only to the leaven people. And go only to those that have bought the field. Praise Yahweh. This is what the text is all about. And if we believe that the Father was sent only to the lost sheep, then that narrows it down to the family of Jacob. If you are not blood-related, kin, racially kindred, and that's why that we are in our message, we are Aryan by nature. And we teach that the gospel was to the Aryan house of Jacob Israel, which was the sons and daughters and the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to that family only was we sent, as was he, and as he directed us in the scriptures to go only to that seed. And you say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, no wonder you ain't got a lot of people following after you, because you don't want a lot of people. You wouldn't receive them if they come. You're exactly right. You see, we let the world gather those up. What are they doing? They're gathering up the tares. Are you listening to me tonight? They're gathering up the tares. What's our objective? To gather the wheat. Now, the wheat and the tares, if you will go to the bottom of the text, well, let me give you some more of the 13th chapter here. let me give you verse 13:45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Now, he compares Israel to the pearl. Well, anything else that's not a pearl can't go. You see, this in this case, it's a pearl gatherer. In this case, it's a mustard gatherer. In this case, it's a lemon together. It's a treasure gather. And it has to be one specific item that he's looking for. And these are the comparisons, as the pearl itself is a unique thing. Praise Yahweh. Now, look at verse 47. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Now, listen to me. Gathered of every kind. The net is the gospel, and it's to be spread, if you will, by the voice of the prophets. How can you hear without a preacher? How can they spread it? How can they cast the net without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So that's the process. But listen, when the net is put into the water, it will naturally gather all kinds of species. But notice what happened. Then when the net is brought to the shore, then the expert fisherman, in this case the Holy Spirit, and the Mighty One himself, he looks at the catch. Those that are qualified are kept, and those that are unqualified are thrown away. And so it is here in the same text. Now, 13:52, and he said unto them, wherefore every scribe which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man as an householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Now, David made the mention of the scriptures. I was once young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken and the seed of begging bread. So, ladies and gentlemen, you take from those things that are structured into your character, and you add to those things daily, such as needed to be saved, and you, if you fail, if you quit growing, if you turn from the gospel, if the Father, who cannot take you and plunge you into all the truth at one time, if he'd have given me all this truth at one time, it would have blowed every circuit in my body, and I wouldn't have been able to receive it. He gave me here a little and there a little, and by the process, the due process, the evolutionary process, as I growed and was able to comprehend and understand as I struggled and strived to enter in at the straight gate. And I was taught daily by these principles that he gave me in his ability to teach, and the Father is a master teacher. He knows how to season you. He knows how to mold you. He knows how to shape you. He's like the potter at the wheel. He takes you and what you are, he remolds you, he reshapes you, he refires you, and he brings you into the product that he would want, not what you want. He completely changes you. I've gone 90 degrees opposite of the way that I intended to go when the conception of my ministry. I had to eat crow. I had to come down out of my pulpit and renounce the things that I preached, saying and confessing that I didn't understand, fully comprehend. I had grown. I hadn't gone into the depth and the comprehensional depths of the understanding of the gospel at that time. And then when I was added to the new things of my old, I began to conform with the new and mix it in. Praise Yahweh. And that's what he's talking about right here. Now, notice this. Verse 19 of Matthew chapter 14. Let's go over there a minute. And he commanded the multitude to sit on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up into heaven, he blessed and broke it and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Matthew 16:1, the Pharisees which were with the Sadducees, they came and tempting him desired that he would show them a sign from heaven. Now listen, it's the wicked that seek the signs, ladies and gentlemen, not the righteous. The righteous will be given signs. The Bible said these signs shall follow. So then, it's the wicked that's always looking for a sign. And it's those that speak out against signs that are the wicked ones because they don't believe in seeing a sign. I know I've seen many signs. I've seen wonders, praise Yahweh, that I have seen tumors and things of this nature disappear off of people's body by just laying my hands on them. I didn't understand it. I didn't comprehend it at that time to be a miracle. I just expected it to happen, and it did. Now, that's some of the signs and wonders. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you're spiritually sick, I believe it means more spiritual than it does physical, but it works both ways. Praise Yahweh. If there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over them, anoint them in oil, and the power of faith shall raise them up. And if they had any sins, usually sickness is a result of sin, but in not every case. I know that some of my weaknesses in my body right now is a result of my sins. Paul said, I bear in my body the marks. David said, my wounds stink because of my transgression. We don't know what he had. We don't know what happened. But some of the foolish things that he'd done caused his wounds to stink. Praise Yahweh. Well, we are just nature, and we are, if you will, we are errant in nature, inner nature. But when we repent, when we come back, if we turn to Him, we will be freely forgiven. And then that very sickness that's caused by something that we've done to promote that, remember, He said, go and sin no more when He healed the sick man. At least the worst thing come upon you. So sin is a result of body functions, and it causes diseases. We should keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We should stay away from the sin activities of the flesh man, because it will lead, you know, the flesh man is, he'll take you in places you shouldn't go, and he'll do things that he shouldn't do. I know I've been trapped in many situations, and... of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is Matthew 16 and 19. My, I shall give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, who has the keys to the kingdom? You do. The key is in your hand. Only you can open that door. Now, if you don't know how to use the key, that's what preachers are for. To show you how, you hold the key. I can't take you there. I can't force you through the keyhole. You must go there on your own. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, you've got the key. So you open it. Now, what's the key? The key is for you to find the way. Now, that's where the minister comes in to teach you the way. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, they ask the very important question in verse 37. Men and brethren, what shall we do? That's what they ask. Now, verse 38, he told them plainly what to do. This is the key to enter into the kingdom. Remember, I told you, you go through the stream of life. You're washed in the water by the word, and you're sanctified. These are inclusionary. These are the foundational processes, and when you do them, you don't have any more need to do these things anymore. These are the stepping stones into what makes you who you are and what you are by obedience to the word. Faith come by hearing. And herein by the word. So remember, you have power to bind on earth, then whatever you bind on earth will, in reality, be bound in heaven. Now, Matthew 18 and 1. The same time came the disciples unto the Messiah, saying unto him, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, that's the merited favor position. Remember what the Messiah said. Now, verse 3. And he said unto them, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The first thing you've got to do when you hear the kingdom message preached of heaven, you've got to be very humble. You've got to repent. You've got to change your lifestyle. And you've got to enter in as a little child. Unless you become as a little child, you will in no wise enter in. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven, now where is heaven? We taught on it. We believe it's not here. Now we do know, we're going to give you the keys to the kingdom here just in a minute and show you, where is heaven? That their angels, that I say unto you, that their angels, every man, every woman that is birthed through Jacob Israel, has an angel that represents you in heaven. Did you know that? Or am I telling you something you didn't know? If you are surprised to hear it, praise Yahweh, it's obvious you didn't know it. But if you're not surprised, the Bible says that we are surrounded by a great host of witnesses, and we call these guardian angels. These angels are on assignment. They are assigned to watch over you as you are down here as a pilgrim. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what I am. I don't know what you are. I am not native to this earth. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, you're just as native to the earth as I am. No, I'm not. I am a stranger, and I am a pilgrim. I know I don't belong on this earth. I know that I'm not from this earth. I know that my mission is not ultimately to stay on this earth. My mission is to achieve the goals that I was given, conquer this earth, bring it into the divine rule, and then it let it be used as a stepping stone in the planets that are positioned in the heavens for the growth and the maturity and the evolutionary process of all the angelic angel beings who are the mighty Elohim for us to rule and reign. Now, there's a war going on, and we are part of this war. Remember, on truth, I opened the first phase of the message by saying that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, it's certain that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. So if you think that it's going to be a flesh and blood kingdom, you're already striking out. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood because it's not a flesh and blood kingdom. If it was, Satan would be down here right now opposing you in flesh and blood, whereas he wrestles against you in power and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, where are all these high places? You say it's up in the president's office. Now, folks, listen. The president has to put his britches on just like you do. The president has a beating heart just like you do. The president has to bow to certain things just like you do. And just because he's president over a great nation doesn't make him any more better or any less worse than you are. He is like a Nebuchadnezzar, had to find out the hard way. Yahweh sets up kings and he takes them down. So then, I'm sure that some of the most highest positions have the most humblest people sitting there as a result of what they have done. Because they have to have wisdom and discretion to be leaders and to sit where they sit in these high places. Now, it might not please you what they do. It may not go in your favor what they do. And 9 times out of 10, most kings are wicked. I'll repeat that. 9 times out of 10, the leadership of governments are wicked. Why? Because they use these power steps, if you will. They take these ego power trips after they get into these positions, and when they say come, you come, and when they say go, you go, and it gives them an egoistical power that they've never had before, and then they get addicted to it, and then they make sure that they hold on to it. And so the political system becomes rotten to the core because the love of money, which is at the mercy of those who rule, they make the money, and as Rothschild said, I kick the laws, just give me put me in charge of the finance, and then you can buy the lawmakers, and that's what's happened here, praise Yahweh, across the earth. Now, let's go into verse 23 of chapter 18. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that the king, if you are to be one of his servants, or if you are one of his servants, he has really examined you. And the Bible says for yourself, to do your self-examination before you stand before him in that day, where you will give an account for every idle word that you speak. Now, what does that mean? The very hairs on your head is numbered. The Father knows through the expression of your desires and your conscience, and you see, only Jacob Israel can blush. Only Jacob Israel has a conscience. This is the unique separation that we have from the people of the world. They have no conscience. They're worldly oriented. They love the world, the things of the world, and the Bible tells us not to love the world or the things of the world. That's what makes us unique and separated. Now, Matthew 19 and verse 23. Then he said unto his disciples, Verily I send you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom. Now, why did he say that? You could be rich with 50 cents in your pocket, as I've already expressed, and you could have $1 billion in your pocket and go to heaven because you're only rich in a sense of money. Money didn't change your nature. You are who you are, and that's the ability. Don't let money change you. You change the money and use it for the sake of preaching the gospel. That's what you should do. Now, Matthew chapter 22 and verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and you know what we're talking about here, and this the kingdom of heaven. And you know what the parable is of the prodigal son. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Call no man father. Matthew 23:13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, but suffer ye them that are entering to go in, or you hinder them that will go. Matthew 23, verse 22, and he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth upon the throne. Praise Yahweh. Now, Matthew 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens. Remember, I gave you three. That's why I talked about the third heaven. This time, even that heaven will be shaken, praise Yahweh. In the case of now, it is the heavens that are surrounding us that are going to be shaken. And then, finally, the third heaven. Everything will be shook out up there that don't belong there. Even the heavens, the third heaven, will be cleansed. All the levels will be emptied as he returns. And we're going to where he is at, praise Yahweh, because the Bible said he's coming back to receive you unto himself, that where he is, there you may be also. Now, I'm going to Luke chapter 17. I'm going to read verse 20. Now, we are coming down to the close. We've only got about 15 minutes or so here. Let me just wrap this up and ratchet it down for you, your understanding and comprehension. And when he was demanded, verse 20 of 17 Luke, get there if you will real quickly. Praise Yahweh. We'll pause just a minute for you to get there. We forget to give you the scriptures up front in advance, and then when we call them, we start reading them, and you're busy hunting. By the time you're found them, we're gone. Praise Yahweh. So if you're there, Luke 17:20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees that when the kingdom of God, now not the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. A lot of people are waiting for him to come. They're looking for him to come. And ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom has been here since the day of Pentecost. The kingdom of God is with man. The kingdom of God dwells in man. Let me prove it to you. Verse 21. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. So you have God's eternal spirit dwelling in you if you're a chosen vessel from your mother's womb. Now, you had to be a vessel chosen before the foundation, or you ain't going to be chosen over here. You can't come up in merited favor, say, well, you know, like the nation of Islam. They are very righteous. And even the sisters, as they wear their long dresses and they veil their face ashamedly, as the scriptures teach, and they have so many things of truth, and yet they think by their good works that they're going to enter into heaven, and they're taught to do so, even to the risk of giving their life. And they're very loyal to their religion. That's a credit to the nation of Islam. It is now the fastest growing religion in the world. Many converts are being added daily to the nation of Islam because they preach the principles of working your way into the kingdom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is entirely different from the salvation by grace method that Jacob's children, through covenant or promise, we don't get there by works. We get there by the divine promise before the foundation of the world. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And he said, verse 22, to his disciples, the days will come that you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And then they shall say unto you, see here, or see there, go not after them. Go not after them. Meaning that they'll say, oh, Christ is over here with us. And then you'll run over there. You get over there and it's just as dry as last year's bird's nest. And then you'll hear of a big outbreak. I know people that have run on the evangelistic circuit and the Holy Ghost circuit, they call it. And they'll hear that the Holy Ghost has failed somewhere in Florida. They'll run down there and they'll get in that river. And the first thing you know, that will break up and it'll a big commotion will come out of that and they'll get discouraged and then they'll hear about it and they'll run to that one. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, when truth comes, it will bring you contentment. It will bring you satisfaction that you're pleasing Yahweh. And for this reason only, is the contentment of the gospel preached as the truth. Now, quickly, let's go to, if you will, over to Romans. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you. Not the kingdom of heaven. Didn't say the kingdom of heaven. Said the kingdom of God. Is there a difference? Yes. Why? Let's show you. Romans chapter 8. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise Yahweh. Now, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but he that is after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now, how's that? Well, listen. Verse 6. Mark it in your Bible. This is a good one. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Just exactly what I was telling you. If you want contentment, then get out of the carnal mind. Quit running over there and looking for Christ here and Christ there. Christ is within you. You don't have to go seek him anywhere outside your own self. You must seek within yourself. You must, you actually must come and conform, if you will, all of the traditions that's been taught to you in the past. You've got to give up those traditions. You've got to change. And the Bible said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Them that hear the word of Yahweh and obey it. That's the promise. Now, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 8. Here is a very important scripture. For they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Remember, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. The kingdom must be in you. If the kingdom is within you, when you lay down this body of flesh, and it will be laid down, ladies and gentlemen, and even if you tarry till he comes, you shall be changed. You will be given a new body as it pleases him, and it will, we don't know what it'll be like, but we do know it'll be like him. He had a body that was capable, listen to me now, this is the realization, he had the first body of Adam. The first body of Adam was given eternal life until there was a sin curse placed upon the flesh man. Adam had a perfect body. He was made in tuned to live in this flesh body. This eternal spirit that was in this flesh body could stay encased in this dimensional body for eternity. It would have never aged. It would have never got old. And think about the wisdom and the knowledge. But see, that's the problem. When man began to gain knowledge and wisdom, he began to inquire. He began to be a creator, if you will, an inventor, and things of this nature. And so his mind was continuously on evil. By the help of the fallen ones, he was encouraged and enticed to fall away from the eternal being, to separate himself, to hide. It was Adam that hid himself from the Father. Why did he do that? Because his deeds were evil, and he knew it, and he had a conscience. You see, if you don't have a conscience of your sin, then you can't be condemned. It is only in the attributes of Jacob Israel, the blushing race of Jacob. Only the children of Jacob can blush. Praise Yahweh. And this is the scriptures, and this is the truth. And only the truth shall make you free. Now, verse 9. This is the key. I want you to read this one. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now remember, right in the margin, Luke 17:20-21. Again, this is coincides, it actually meshes with that text. That the kingdom of God, again it says the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God, and the kingdom of God is within you. How can the kingdom of God be in you and you not in the kingdom of heaven? It's very easy. Praise Yahweh to understand here as we read. Verse 10. Here's the key. Well, let me just read verse 9 again. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man, here's the key, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, meaning the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of God is the same Spirit, so Christ is God dwelling in you. Remember, he said, I will come to you. I and my Father are one. So once this Spirit is into your very being, then you have peace and contentment as long as you do his will. Pray this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But you see, the breaking of the will, the changing of the will, is where we get in trouble. If we have a will contrary to the Father and contrary to the Scriptures and that form of doctrine that you've learned, that you yourself are a mighty one, and anything less than that is not acceptable to the Father. You've got to rise up to meet him in heavenly places. This is the experience that only those who have, through the seasoning of their bodies, the seasoning of their spirit, have the ability to comprehend. You can't be a baby and get this revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, you can start out as a baby, but you've got to
grow fast. And now this this pablum and milk dike of the bell box has to go. You cannot survive on this pablum that they're feeding you, the, if you will, the flesh nature of the things of logic that seem right. Oh, yeah, they got these great psychologists that come and speak before the churches, and they direct these seem right things in logic, and it makes so much sense to us, and we're so unlearned, and we're so impatient, and we're so unsettled, and we seek for any straw. We clutch for any straw that is out there, thinking that these straws that we clutch and hang on to will change our life. In reality, it makes it worse. Let me assure you, it won't help. If you don't have the Spirit of Yahweh within you, if you don't have this mighty power, if Christ be in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Look at that now verse again. Compare the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of God is the same Spirit, and by one Spirit, you're all baptized into one body. Now, that's as simple as I can make it. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and I have enjoyed being with you tonight on Soundwaves 2000. It's a joy, and I need to hear from you tonight. Now, if you would, why don't you, I had a new brother that emailed me last night from Dallas, Texas, and I was delighted to go in and open up the mail and find a very nice letter from this young man down in Dallas, Texas. And we were very thankful that that he moved. And he said he'd been aiming to do it for quite a while, just hadn't got around to do it. You'd be surprised how busy we are in life and how we just let these little things go. But these little things is what they mean so much. You understand what I'm talking about? Praise Yahweh. So I need you to call me tonight. I need to know you're there. I don't want to preach to four walls. I don't want to preach to the choir here either. But I want to take the choir and sing the songs of Zion and raise up those who have not been raised up and heal those that are brokenhearted and to release those captive, because we have the keys, as we have done read, about the kingdom of heaven. So it's wonderful, joy unspeakable, and full of glory that we could enter into the realm of comprehension, that we could have communication together. You just call me. Area code 423. 626-2172. Wherever you live, if you live, wherever, it doesn't matter. If you have a telephone, you have the advantage of instant communication, just give me a call after the broadcast. I will be available here in about 8 minutes after the broadcast to take your calls. If the line's busy, sometimes it will be jammed after the broadcast. But if you will just take voicemail and leave your name, telephone number, Pastor Buddy will call you back on his nickel. Praise Yahweh. And that's we are willing to sacrifice those things to get to know you. And that's why it's very important that we know you're there. Now, if you'd like to email me, if you have a computer, you can email me at ejohnson. That's E as in eagle, lowercase letter, all lowercase, ejohnson at www.gap.net. That's www.gap.net. Now, if you'd like to write me in the land mail mode, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's New, N-E-W, Tazewell, Tazewell, T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And the zip is 37824. 37824. That's New Tazewell. And just add, that's all you need, the address you need. And if you will, put us a love offering in there for the support of the gospel. And if you'd like to become a tither to the ministry to support a radio broadcast, earmark those and state in the letter that you are earmarking these for the support of the gospel. And I'll see that it gets to our sponsors who are paying for our time. And to keep us on, and if we could get 100 people that would support us with $20 a month in tithes, just a love offering, not even tithes, and I know there's 100 people in the world who do that, then we could branch to another listening audience
from some other radio station, and we could branch out and get our voice there. We're going to spend your money. If you'll send it to us, we'll spend it, and we'll spend it wisely with the same gospel that we've preached tonight and trying to get you ready to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Remember now, at the bottom of the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, it's very important that you, Matthew, read the parables of Matthew 13. After the end of the text, at the end of the parable scene, he begins to give the explanation. And then he talks about the rooting out of the tares. Praise Yahweh. That's very important. We didn't cover that back tonight. We talked about those that got into heaven. And some other time we'll tell you those that didn't make it. Praise Yahweh. Well, now, if you'd like to call my sponsors tonight, the men behind this product are willing and able to take your call. These are toll-free numbers. They expressively have chosen toll-free numbers to make it very convenient for you to order products. These are soaps that you need in your home and the neutralizer, and there's about six or eight products behind Miracle 2. It's just not a one-product thing. So there's many things that you can get into your home, and in that way you can help sponsor the program here. That's 877-289-7439 if you're west of the Mississippi. If you're east of the Mississippi, then you need to call 1-888-281-7320. That's east of the Mississippi. That's 888-281-7320. Or you can dial west of the Mississippi, 877-289-7420. Talking about Miracle 2, we'll be delighted. We need to hear from you tonight. It's very important. And like I say, let me give you one more time my email address. It'd be very convenient for you to email me. And then I will just return your email and a little note attached, praise Yahweh, that we acknowledge you listening to Shepherd's Call. We'll be very thankful for you. And spread the word. Tell people around the loop, your email buddies. Put us on your email list and spread us around. And if you need to get our web page, if you need to get our how to hook up to soundwaves2000.com and how to listen to us there, then I can forward that to our webmaster, and Sister Sherry can take care of that for you, and she can forward you the information that you'll need on how to reach us and how to order some of the tapes, the informational tapes that we've got, that has aids for you and your growth and your expanse in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Yahweh. All right, area code 423-626-2172. Post office box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Email is ejohnson@wwgap.net. That's all you need, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm going to have to get out of here. I'm glad to have you aboard tonight. Really enjoyed it. We are live and direct, by the way. We are in the sixth day. This is Wednesday, February the 6th, 2002. We've turned over a new leaf. We're moving right on down into time. So we're live tonight on Soundwaves 2000. We wouldn't want it any other way but to bring you live and direct gospel, fresh from the throne, where the Father is speaking directly to your heart. And we hope that we have said something tonight that will inspire you, that will encourage you and lift you up, and give you insight into what the kingdom of heaven is all about. We'll see you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Soundwaves 2000. Remember to join us at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio, and we'll see you then. Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call saying, Yahweh bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.